The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story, where we discuss the top news of today and explain why it matters. I'm Haryanto Diman, reporting to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. Now, in the latest program for International Student Assessment, or PISA, Singapore slipped from its previous number one position in 2015 to rank second. Now, the Republic's 15-year-olds emerged among the top performers in the international benchmarking study. Singapore came in second place in all three subjects covered in PISA: mathematics, science and reading, losing out to China. Reading was the main focus for the latest study, and Singapore students showed significantly better literacy skills compared to 2015. The study also found a high proportion of students who expressed concern about failure. To explain more on the findings of the study, we have education correspondent Amelia Teng. Welcome, Amelia.
Hi.
Now, Amelia, if you could start us off, what are the main findings of the latest study, and you know, what could be the potential factors contributing to these findings?
So this is Singapore's fourth time taking part in PISA. This time we slipped to second place, just behind China. But it's still a very good performance. So it's across all three domains: reading, mathematics and science. Mm. PISA chooses to focus on different subjects each time. So in this cycle, it's reading is the main domain. 2015, it was science. And reading in this case is not just about reading a book or understanding a text, but showing that you have higher order literacy thinking skills.
Right.
So this could be things like inferencing, assessing content, discerning between fact and opinion, evaluating things. So Singapore's score was better this time, and MOE attributes this to having more predominantly English-speaking homes for our students, and also changes in the curriculum over the past decade or so that have exposed students to different sorts of texts across different medium, and emphasizing critical reading as a more integral part of our curriculum.
Right.
So another key finding is that our low-income students actually do very well, and they do better than not just their own poor counterparts overseas, but also the OECD average as a whole.
Okay.
So meaning you take our low-income student compared to any international student, they score higher. And this is, I think, testament to the high standards of our system and how well Singapore does as an entire system. So we have a very high average score.
Right.
Although, having said that, there is still a gap between our high performers, our high-income students, and our low-income students, so the bottom and top quarter.
And that is something that hasn't changed much anyway from before, right?
Yes, similar to 2015, there's still a gap, primarily because our top students, our high-income students, do very, very well. So no matter how much our bottom students improve, the top keeps rising.
Right.
Yeah.
And Amelia, let's focus on another aspect of the study. Now, the study also found a high proportion of students who expressed concerns about failure. Now, is this surprising, and how will this be managed?
I guess to me it's not surprising, because anyway, this fear of failure component is a new question that PISA decided to include this time round.
Okay.
And it found that more than 70% of our students in Singapore expressed this concern about failure. And they were all afraid of failure for different things, fearful of what others might think of them if they fail, fearful for their own future if they fail. And OECD average is 50%, so it's much higher, and we are among the highest. Well, it's not surprising, because if you think about it, the countries with students who do very well tend to be the ones who have a high rate of failure, a sense of fear of failure, because you are motivated by that sense of failure to do well, right? Yeah, so in that way, that fear drives you to work hard and to succeed. But I guess one bright spot is that 60% of our students said they believed in this thing called a growth mindset. And a growth mindset is the belief that your intelligence can be improved with the amount of effort you put in. So it's encouraging to know that your intelligence is not innate and is not fixed.
Right. You reap what you sow, in a sense.
Yeah. It's not a bad figure, 60%. The OECD average is 63%, and it's higher than most of the other Asian systems.
Right. And also, MOE said that it's looking into these areas as well.
The growth mindset is something that can always be improved, as well as this fear of failure that our students have. And MOE did say that they are looking into different ways to try and improve this.
Right.
And moral education and values is actually one of the things that they are looking into to try and to address these prevalent attitudes.
Okay. Now, thank you, Amelia, for sharing more on this. Now, to read in detail of the findings of this study, you can visit our website at Straits Times. www.mediafm.com. For more news and videos, of course, you can visit our website. Once again, I'm Haryanto. Tune in tomorrow for more stories on The Big Story.